You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And we're very happy to be joined by Caroline Smith, who is one of the media spokesperson for the global movement to Gaza. And she's also based in Boolaroo in Western Australia. And we have her live on the program to kind of talk about the whole the organization of the Flotilla Coalition to break that is attempting to kind of break the siege on Gaza. So good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Jacob. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. So maybe to kind of start off, what can you tell us about the Freedom Flotilla that the global movement for Gaza to Gaza has is part of, and also how is Australia and New Zealand mobilising to be part of it?
Sure. So let me begin by saying that the group that I'm with, which is the Global March to Gaza, it's actually not part of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition or the FFC, but we're working alongside them. Underneath a sort of parent company, which is called the Global Sumud Flotilla. And the Global Sumud Flotilla is basically organizing this whole journey to Gaza, and it's bringing together three different organizations, one of them being the FFC, one of them being the Global Movement to Gaza, which actually emerged out of the Global March to Gaza in June this year. And I was part of that as well. And then there was also the Sumud Convoy, which was a bit like the Global March to Gaza. It was basically trying to break the siege by land through basically a journey to Gaza to deliver aid. So essentially the Global Sumud Flotilla has sort of brought together these three organizations who have different origins, different history, but all have been attempting to break the siege, two of them by land and one of them, of course, by sea. With the FFC, they've got quite a proud history going all the way back to 2010 of trying to break the siege through boat journeys to Gaza, responding essentially to the blockade that was placed on the Gaza Strip in 2007. But they've sort of they've emerged out of attempts to break the siege by sea, and you know they themselves have taken a number of really heroic journeys since 2010 in particular, and were essentially inspired by that to do something similar.
What can you tell? Because I think what you're kind of part of is obviously part of quite a long kind of history of different kind of actions. And can you tell us give a bit more of a kind of background of some of these kind of past actions that have kind of attempted to kind of break Israel's sort of siege?
Yep. So basically, Israel sort of maintained a blockade on the Gaza Strip since 2007, and that's been condemned by multiple human rights organizations as a collective punishment on the population. It's meant that people haven't had enough food, water, electricity, medical care. And in fact, it was declared a crime against humanity by the UN Special Rapporteur, Richard Falk, in 2008. So this is really, that's the sort of context. But we've had multiple different attempts to break the siege by sea. And starting in 2010, we had the Freedom Flotilla Coalition attempting that. And actually, there was their first Freedom Flotilla boat set off in 2010. And of course, there was a horrific response by the Israeli authorities. They actually killed 9 activists. And this did actually get a backlash in terms of the international community. So after that, you know, a little bit more food and aid was allowed into the territory. But there have been a number of different attempts since then. And, you know, with varying levels of success. But of course, this year we've had a number of different attempts, particularly the high-profile ones like the Madeleine, which was with the FFC. It tried to journey in June this year, and then the Handala in July the next month. So, and that's obviously responding to the fact that there's a much more serious situation now whereby the starvation is reaching sort of catastrophic levels within this genocide.
And there's been a number of flotillas that have attempted to kind of break Israel's siege, including the one that was that involved, you know, prominent figures such as Greta kind of Thunberg. And can you tell us a bit about, you know, how has the kind of broader international community responded to these actions that have attempted to kind of break the siege, including Israel's kind of response? Because I think, you know, there's been quite, you know, Israel's kind of response has been quite disgraceful, especially in terms of how they've treated, these peaceful kind of protesters.
Yeah, look, absolutely. It's actually quite interesting that, as I said, you know, this year we've had these two really high-profile attempts to break the siege with the Madeleine and the Handler. And, you know, I think the public response has been really positive. We've seen that the, you know, it's been all over the news. And, I mean, obviously, with the Madeleine, Greta Thunberg being on board was, I think, a way of gaining that attention, and I think it worked. Certainly, we've had, you know, we've had a lot of support. I think a lot of people have essentially not only been tuning in to watch what's happening, and this is the thing that I noticed with the Madeleine in particular, people were actually on social media commenting on this. There was a real raising of attention. People were sort of keeping all eyes on the Madeleine and the Handler later on as well. And that sort of repeated or echoed the, you know, the statement, all eyes on Gaza as well. So people were watching what was happening and were, I think, pretty horrified whenever the, you know, these boats were both intercepted by Israel. So, I mean, we've definitely seen that there's been pretty horrific treatment of these activists. I mean, you know, obviously some of them have been able to go home pretty quickly, but, you know, the Israelis have made horrific statements about them, and then they've also just, you know, they've been accused of mistreating the activists, including some, you know, attacks that appear to be racially motivated as well. You know, it's, I think that they've actually, they've done nothing for their reputation in doing this, in actually abusing the activists who've actually been picked up. And it's, I think the other thing is it's been very, very clear that this has happened in international waters. The interception has happened in international waters. So essentially there's, you know, they haven't really been able to claim that this is in any way legitimate. You know, they've picked up activists, they've taken them to, they've incarcerated them, and then essentially these people have been able to tell their story about what's happened.
Hmm. And can you, you wrote for Green Left about that you're part of a kind of protest to kind of break the siege in Egypt. And I guess, what did you, can you share anything about that particular experience, especially as it relates to a lot of the, to the current campaign that's kind of happening?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, the global march to Gaza, I think, really was it indicated the extent to which this situation is really desperate, because, you know, we've seen this sort of total siege that and blockade which began in March, and you know, really it was very, very clear that people were going to starve to death, and at this point we've seen that I think it's 239 people, according to Al Jazeera, have starved to death. Just that's been reported as of yesterday, including 106 children. So there was, I think, a desperate mood among activists that they needed to do something. And of course, as I said, you know, these flotillas had been organised by the FFC as well, but then there was this this new movement that came about, organised by Palestinian people in diaspora. Which sought to break the siege by land as well, and essentially it was taking activists to Egypt, where they would march to the Rafah border town, and the plan was to negotiate with Egyptian authorities to allow a little bit of aid to get through, and basically breaking the siege. But as we saw, I mean, people who were watching this, it was very clear that the Egyptian authorities' response to the activists who turned up in Cairo was pretty horrific. People did manage to begin the journey and went through several blockades, several checkpoints, but received a response from the Egyptian authorities, which essentially included violence, and many, many people were deported as well. And there were reports of abuse in detention before they were deported. So essentially the Egyptian authorities didn't allow us to get through the checkpoints and to make it to Rafah. So I think we can say to some extent the movement was not successful, but it was successful in raising the attention of the world to the fact that ordinary people were really desperate to stop this blockade and to actually help get aid through. And also, obviously, I think people became aware of the contribution that other countries such as Egypt, or at least the authorities there, were playing in preventing this from happening. So I think, you know, in terms of the attention of the world, it actually was successful, and we're sort of using that to build on and essentially to progress with this next campaign to get aid to the people.
Thanks you very much, Caroline. I guess, do you kind of have any final comments, but also how our listeners can follow and give solidarity to kind of like the work that you're doing and are part of?
Okay, so the main thing is, I think, to follow us on social media. We have, I'm actually part of the Global Movement to Gaza, the Australia, New Zealand, or Aotearoa delegation, and we have an Instagram account which you can follow. And basically, we're going to be posting as much as we can about what's planned on this. And essentially, the plan is that in the next month we will be heading off. So if you want to follow us, keep an eye on what we're doing. And we also are looking for, I guess, financial support as well to actually get our activists over to Europe so that they can participate in this. But I think the key thing will be once we actually set off, we will want people to keep an eye on the flotilla boats, because it's really people being aware of what we're doing and also keeping their eyes on Gaza as well that is really going to enable us to have hopefully a successful journey. And I think it's the awareness of the world to what we're doing and to the need to break the siege that we really want to emphasize.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Caroline. And I think all the solidarity to you. And I think this is very kind of important work that you're doing for the movement.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed for your time.